Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we got some complaints because we haven't done a show for a few days. So we are here. We've been really focused on the TV side of things, and I would encourage you to go there. We did a blockbuster show last night, and I mean, we may get visit from the spooks, because we talked about where this is going with Trump. And they ain't going to stop with indictment. If they don't get him out, they're going to come for him, just like JFK. And we got into detail. That's thecommonsenseshow.tv. I would encourage all of you to sign up today. We've assembled a panel of experts like Doug Thornton, former DHS contractor, Marine. And we go at it, and we're trying to get you ready for what's coming, because what's coming is no longer coming. It's already here. And we want you to have a softer landing because you're knowledgeable. So that's thecommonsenseshow.tv. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we are brought to you by MyPillow. If we're going to suffer under a tyranny, let's suffer in comfort. I love the MyPillow products. We had them before I ever was approached by Mike Lindell's people. Said, hey, advertise for us. Be happy to. Mike's a great patriot, has great products. So we have clothing and bedding line for you. We have nightwear, slippers, the whole nine yards. If you just go to mypillow.com/Hodges, you'll see the entire product line, and you're going to get 50% off, sometimes even more. All you need is the coupon code Hodges. That's mypillow.com/Hodges. It's top of the line. Hey, we've got some good advertisers, don't we? Want to let you know, too, folks, the days of becoming food sufficient are coming to an end, and I've been through it. I don't need to repeat myself. Storable food, still at the same price, still with the same sale. You can get it now. You're not going to be able to get it much longer. That's just a fact. And I would recommend you go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And then finally, do you have a nest egg to protect? Well, 62% of you do. And I would recommend you do this before the 87,000 IRS agents come nipping at your heels. I would really recommend you do this sooner rather than later. I went from advertiser to customer at Noble Gold. I'm diversified like crazy. I've been back for 4 tweaks and adjustments. These guys are terrific. They're no pressure. In fact, you have to close the deal. They're trained to make you close the deal. And I would recommend that you call them tomorrow. 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Tell them I told you to call. Also, too, you can get information sent to you as well at goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. Those are our sponsors. That's where our interests lie. Really want to stress to you about the importance of you getting over to the TV show, and after you hear Doug and I talk in this particular radio interview and we reference back to our TV show, you're going to go, oh my gosh, I got to have this. We're not censored there. See, that's the biggest deal here. We're not censored at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Well, Doug, we had quite the night, and we're getting some interesting emails, I am at least, on what we did last night. People are upset as hell. Trump said this, and I'll start with this point. He said, they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. So Trump has the J6 people after him. He had to testify today in New York at that BS New York district attorney who's just a Looney Tune. He had to testify there today. We know about the raid at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, my God, this is just never ending. If they don't get him out, we talked about it last night, they're going to kill him. We laid out 2 possibilities last night. And Doug has more information on the second one, second aspect of it. First, they could make it a public execution. And listen, they're not going to let him run. I'm telling you right now, they're going to do something. And we've asked this question, what won't they do? There's nothing they won't do. These people are evil. Bad people doing bad things. And that's quoting Newt Gingrich. So here's what we said. They could do a public execution like John Kennedy as a warning to everybody else. Or they could have a mass casualty event. And in that mass casualty event, they kill thousands, hundreds of thousands, and Trump happens to be collateral damage, so they say. Gee, so sad, too bad, wrong place, wrong time. Crocodile tears, move on. Doug relayed to me last night when we got off the air about the possibility of a mass casualty event based on what he learned when he was in the Middle East. And Doug, I just kind of leave it up to you to take that where you want.
Well, years ago, we got intelligence while on the southwest border, conducting operations on the southwest border because of the mass migration of 2018, that the mullahs of Iran had been conspiring to get a jihadist into Mexico through Juarez, Mexico, into El Paso to release a potential biological agent like ricin or anthrax, killing what they estimated to be up to 300,000 people. Now, how they would get in, they specifically reference the Mexican drug cartel, the narco-terror state that is Mexico, and then the tunnel system, the elaborate systems of tunnels for the ones that we still haven't found. And that's how they would sneak their jihadi into our nation. Now, I would tell you this much. If they can sneak one, they can sneak 1,000. And we won't know it. We really won't. It could be the surprise attack from hell. Now, back in 2012, I believe, 2013, a little thing called Benghazi happened.
Mm-hmm.
During that point of time, there is some information that is talked about within very small communities, and I'm just telling you, relaying to you information that I was given almost 10 years ago about it, and I don't know if it's still accurate, if it's been verified. It just, the information is what it is. That one of the things Hillary Clinton was able to do successfully was by using the ambassador Stevens, his death, the assault on their compound, by using that as a distraction, they were able to pass a small tactical nuke to Osama bin Laden's son, and from there nobody knows where it went. But what we do know is just recently Joe Biden came out and admitted that he has, or his administration, has successfully targeted and killed Osama bin Laden's son. And I'm fairly certain we're talking about the same one. He has many. He has many, many sons. But if this is true and confirmed, then we have a loose nuke somewhere. And what better of a way to get us into war with Iran? What better of a way to get us into war, period, than to have a false flag happen in this country? We always say that, you know, we plan for the mass casualty event. Terrorists sometimes train and plan for years, just like the 9/11 hijackings, what their plot is going to be, and there's a lot of funding that's involved in it. And so when they, you know, come up with stuff like this, and I'm being generic here, I'm not being conspiratorial, I'm just saying jihadis, terrorists, you know, the elaborate plans that go through it, they're actually real. They're not, everything is a government made conspiracy. And I'm not saying 9/11 wasn't. I'm just giving examples. So what I know to be true is that if you are going to spend somebody's life who is brave enough to put on the suicide vest, or, you know, commit suicide by cop, by becoming a mass shooter, or if you are going to do the handoff of a tactical nuke from one terrorist cell to another, you're probably going to be there to make sure the device goes off. Or you're going to set the device into a known area where there's going to be the largest amount of people during the highest amount of foot traffic available for the day. That's target availability. And the target attractiveness can be monuments. It can be stadiums. Speaking of stadiums, about 4 or 5 years ago, we were paying attention to the terrorist saying that they wanted to use drones to attack large open venues like concerts and more especially professional sporting events where there's stadiums because everyone is tightly packed and you can't run. Back then, the intel was either chemical-laced weaponry dispersed by the drones or it would be explosive ordnances. To be honest with you, the chemical weaponry, even if you don't kill as many people, would probably still be more effective for the terror than just an explosive ordnance. So I say all that to say this. These people that ordered the FBI to raid Mar-a-Lago, to put Trump under investigation from the entirety of his 4 years as president, smear his name, now they're going to get his tax records. They are doing everything possible to make sure this man cannot run. And I know many people think that Trump is an insider. Many people think that Trump is a useful idiot to an extent. I think Trump is honestly being targeted. I think Trump honestly wanted to do good for the country, but he found out just how deep the deep state gets. And, you know, to be honest with you, Dave, we have a government that is now too big to fail, too complicated to navigate. There's too many loopholes and there's too many career people within the hierarchies that control everything top down. So that's what Trump faced. And I think because Trump will not back down and because America will double down on Trump, even if something came out and there was something shady in Trump's background, I think, honestly, a lot of people expect it and are not going to be surprised by it, all right? I think whatever was taken by the FBI from Mar-a-Lago had to do with maybe child porn evidence against Hunter Biden, maybe something that has to do with COVID and Fauci and Wuhan in China, had possibly something to do with Ukraine. There's no telling, all right? There's no telling. And could this have been something that Trump was holding on to himself as a Trump card for when things start to get dicey, he could release this information and lambast everybody. Nobody would see it coming. I think that's a potential, probably a very high potential for why they had that material and had not surrendered it to the National Archives. So, that being said, we had a former New York City police commissioner 2 days ago came out and said that at this point in time, he won't be shocked if they try to assassinate Trump, and he's very concerned about Trump's welfare. So, I agree. I think Donald Trump is such a threat, not because of the man, but because of the movement, that they may feel, the incredible they, right, the invisible they may feel that the only way to neutralize this man's ability to have a movement across America is to take him off the playing table. And I say that in two ways. If you're going to do that, you have two ways to do it. This is how I would do it. Not saying I want to, not saying I would. Just saying, if I was an evil person and I gave it some thought, this is how I would do it. If you outwardly assassinate Donald Trump and turn him into a martyr, you can then ride the coattails of revolution and you can start the Civil War, which pans out for a lot of people in the higher echelons of they. On the other hand, if you stage this to make it look like a mass killing from a terrorist bombing, and I say it to say it like this, let's say ISIS wants to seek revenge on Donald Trump and kill as many of his followers in MAGA as possible and plants this said loose nuke, which is about a backpack size if it's just the warhead, and then it kills, you know, roughly half the people there, more especially the target, Trump. Well, now the Biden administration can officially declare war on whatever Arab state he wants. He can put the country into a lockdown, martial law. You can have NATO come in and the UN come in and all this other crazy stuff. And hey, you know what? While you're at it, let's go ahead and kickstart the revolution. And we're going to have violence in the streets and complete turmoil. Oh, by the way, you're not going to be paying attention to the elections in November. You're not going to be paying attention to the elections in 2024, because between this time now and the elections for the presidential race, your economy will collapse, you'll be in a depression, you'll probably be in a war, because these things chase one another in history. So, Dave, that's what I've been thinking about. How was your day?
I've been thinking they're going to plant evidence on what they took out. And they're going to seriously try for an indictment. And if they don't get it, we just talked about what they're going to do. That's where my mind went today. I spent a lot of time reviewing in my mind the tenets of the Kennedy assassination. And there's a few parallels here, and they tried some low-level manipulation with womenizing. They did that with Trump. They tried with Kennedy some political things, some before he even took office. That didn't get any traction, so they had to kill him. They're making a mistake, though. They really are. I think they're going to go the Civil War route myself. And there's another variable that's come in. I've been in contact with Sarah Westall. We're doing a radio show that will air on Monday. And Sarah has a photo. It's been verified. I've known about this for 3 months. I didn't know the depth and detail. NATO has taken over Norfolk Naval Base. I've been told they're involved in 5 other bases as well. If we go into rebellion, let's say they kill Trump, we hit the rebellion card, some of the military says, screw you, Millie, we're not supporting this crap, and you end up with a Civil War scenario, I believe that Biden will invoke the Kigali Principles, and I've covered this, but just in case you didn't hear me talk about this before, before Obama left office, he and John Kerry signed an agreement with the United Nations called the Kigali Principles. It's illegal. It's a treaty, and it's illegal because it didn't get the 2/3 required vote from the Senate. But since when does Obama follow the Constitution? So basically the agreement says this: based on either the say-so of the President of the United States or governing body of NATO, they could declare a country to be in crisis and commit the other 28 nations' armies to come in and fulfill a peacekeeping mode. They can do it for a pandemic. And I had wondered at one time if they were going to do that with the coronavirus. But they can do it for a pandemic. They can do it for military insurrection, civil unrest, crisis with the grid, food shortage, anything that they deem to be an emergency, they can absolutely do. And this Norfolk base situation, and we will have a story up on our website, thecommonsenseshow.com, and we will have a picture. I've shared this with Doug that Sarah got her hands on from Norfolk base. I think this is the beginning of the military subjugation of the United States. Because, see, the peacekeeping troops can be whoever the UN says. Who has the manpower to occupy the United States? The only country in the world, it's China. Generally, the conventional wisdom is it takes one soldier to garrison 50 citizens, and that's unarmed citizens. So that you need millions, really, to garrison the United States. The old saying by Yamamoto, there's a person with a gun behind every blade of grass, that's why it's a mistake to attack America. There's some truth in that. So I think that, Doug, at the end of the day, this is a setup for the Kigali Principles, and I think Sarah's revelation dovetails right in with what we're talking about.
Well, and I agree. And there are just, you know, there's tons of Department of Defense documents out there that back up as kind of a, you know, break glass in case emergency policy or plan. One of them that I think isn't talked about a lot is Operation Garden Plot.
Yes. Yes.
Let's go over that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the official name of this project is Operation Garden Plot. Under this plan, the deployment of Operation Garden Plot forces, the use from the central internal region of the U.S., SIDCON 1, will be mandatory, and this direct support of civil disturbance control operations, SIDCON, is to be used by the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps, with an airlift force to be compromised by Marine air and ground, organic airlift resources, airlift-capable aircraft of all other United States Air Force major commands, and all other aerial reconnaissance and airborne psychological operations.
Mm-hmm.
Airborne psychological operations. This is to include control communication systems, aeromedical evacuation, helicopter transport, and weather support systems. If any civil disturbance by a resistance group, by a religious organization, or other persons considered to be nonconformist take place, under the Appendix 3 to Annex B of Plan 55-2, hereby gives all federal forces total power over the situation if local and state authorities cannot, and I will say this, will not, put down said dissenters. Annex A, Section B of Operation Garden Plot defines tax protesters, militia groups, religious cults, and general anti-government dissenters as disruptive elements. This calls for the deadly force to be used against any extremist or dissident perpetrating any and all forms of civil disorder. Under Section D, a presidential executive order will authorize and direct the Secretary of Defense to use the armed forces of the United States to restore order. Now understand, that is going to be not at a national scale, but a strategic scale, because there's not that many people within the United States military. However, if I take a company of Marines and pair them up with a company or two or three companies of outside the United States armies from NATO or from the UN, well, now I have multiplied my forces, and all other outside entities work underneath the jurisdiction and responsibility of the United States Department of Defense. That's how that works. Whenever federal agents are deployed to a disaster area, or like to Portland, Oregon, when it was a national security event level scenario, we would become deputized by the local sheriff's department so that whenever we make an arrest, we can use it in the good faith under the sheriff's department, and our mutual forms of understanding work together with prosecuting and all that other good stuff. very similar to how you would expect outside forces to blend seamlessly with American forces. Now, that could be National Guard, that could be active duty military, could be reservist military, could be federal forces from law enforcement. There are only, the only federal forces are law enforcement. There is a difference between the federal cops and Department of Defense. Contractors, don't take those off the bet. You also have the ability to pair outside forces with law enforcement from the state. I don't think the local, but maybe the state, like state troopers, state police. These things would be choreographed, obviously, by the White House. If the White House was compromised, then through the continuity of operations, the White House and all of its delegated staff would be moved then to a new location, which could be multiple different locations. No real need to pin any of them down. From there, the continuity of operations means the government goes underground, typically into a bunker where everything is seized. All information and the outflow and inflow of information comes in through that area of where POTUS is at, and that is where the forces would encircle the wagons. And from there, it's just strategic. You know, what city is worth losing? What resources is worth gathering forces on and having them make an encampment over? How would you do this? How would you strategize it? You would obviously be working with other outside agencies, especially China and Russia and all those others. So there'd be a lot of logistical coordinations. That is part of some of the things that people don't talk about. I do. It shouldn't be shocking to anybody, but that's kind of a possibility of how the government would react if we went into a civil war that went to a national scale. There's a difference if it's a national scale and it's a localized event. A localized event will be criminal and prosecuted as criminals. A national event, well, that's a national security event. So that puts us in a whole nother vector of a threat value. And that, I believe, is where the Department of Defense could get activated. But it would depend upon the duration of damage done to cities, done to federal properties, targeting of people and politicians and blah, 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 natural resources being affected, critical infrastructure being affected. All these things are calculated together to find our threat value. And that is what we would then assess as to how to best deploy countermeasures.
It sounds a lot like Executive Order 13603 that Obama penned in 2011. It's basically the takeover of everything. And I'll add one more aspect to this. I think it's Section 501. It's either 501 or 602. But in that, in one of those sections, they can conscript civilian labor. They say, we can conscript people of outstanding ability without compensation. Those are the exact words.
Absolutely.
Slave labor camps. So why do you think that, was Obama just trying to narrow down what Garden Plot was doing? What do you think he was thinking when he did this?
Well, Garden Plot was you know, drafted in the 80s.
Yes.
And I think it's been adapted and it has been updated by every president. And, you know, these type of documents never get shorter with a new president. They get longer. They never take away from. They adjust wording so that it affects their scheme. And then they typically always add to, even if it's just another, you know, tab or section. This is one of those documents, Dave, that it's not talked about. When's the last time you heard Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson talk about Operation Garden Plot?
Almost never. And see, this again, I want to use this opportunity since you asked such a good question. Fox News is controlled opposition. They're the same as CNN, but they provide an emotional release for people and give the illusion that something's going to happen because some problems are identified. The problem is they don't identify all the issues. Now, I don't think anything is wrong with Hannity or Tucker. I think they have a leash put on them, and there are certain things they're just not allowed to cover. And you raise a good point here. They never talk about that. Tucker has talked about election fraud, but it's sparing. So there are forbidden topics. I saw, it was about a year and 3 months ago, I saw Tucker Carlson on a morning show. I can't think of the lady's name. But he's on her show, and he started talking about George Soros-controlled ADs, and she cut him off, says, you can't mention George Soros. That was on Fox. That was 15 months ago.
Well, I mean, tonight, you know, Tucker had a special on cattle mutilations. I think it's a fair topic to discuss when you're bored and you're tired of politics. I do it all the time. I like to get off of politics, and I like to talk about, you know, weird things and conspiracies, things that are fun to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe it is distracting, and that Tucker reaches such a profound amount of people that even if this is a thing that he really is passionate about, and if, you know, I'm not saying he shouldn't cover it, but there are so many other things to cover. There's so many other things to pay attention to. And somebody like me, who, you know, I don't have that many people to listen to me, so if I cover multiple different topics, I'm not really missing a large amount of people. Tucker Carlson has almost 3/4 of the country that listen to him at a time. So I say he has a duty to act, to prepare people, and to update people on the politics of the world. That's your job, Tucker. That's what I want to hear from you. I believe also Tucker was probably told this is what you're going to cover. And probably for the next series of weeks, Dave, we're going to have the UFO specials. We're going to have the UFO or the ufologists come out. We're going to have a lot of people talk about a lot of things. Alien, Skinwalker Ranch. Oh, excuse me. It is 12:50 where we're at. So, you know, we're going to be covering probably a lot of things on Tucker Carlson's show that are not going to be politically motivated like what it should be, okay? And this may also be a planned event that has been in the making for a couple of months, and now it's ready for Tucker to talk about it, all right? That could very well be also a scenario. But never let a good crisis go to waste, right? So in my mind, I look at stuff like this and I go, what are we missing here? What other things are there that we're not talking about? You know, the IRS hiring like 80,000 more freaking tax collectors. You know, we got the new Green Deals passed. There's a lot of BS that's passed. And I think honestly, with the amount of BS that's happening, we're probably I feel like it's been too quiet, and we're about to start the action again. That's what I feel. That's what I've been feeling. I know a lot of people feel the same way. And I think we need to be really paying attention to our politicians right now who are trying to ruin this country. Listen to this. The second tab, Appendix A, of the Operation Garden Plot. The United States Air Force Civil Disturbance Plan 55-2 Exhibit Portion SGHJCS. Let me see. This is Volume 5. It provides for America's military and the National Guard state partnership program to join with the United Nations personnel in said operations. This links selected United States National Guardsmen units with the defense ministries of, quote, Partnership for Peace. This was done in an effort to provide military support to civil authorities in response to civil emergencies. Under the Presidential Directive number 25, this program serves to cement people to relationships between the citizens of the United States and the global military of the United Nations established of the emerging democracies of Central and Eastern European countries. This puts all of our National Guardsmen under the direct jurisdiction of the United Nations. What do you think about that?
I think that last part stinks. Yeah, who was that one guy? Michael New, I believe it was, refused to wear the UN hat, the little brigade hat, when we were in Serbia. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Same thing. No one should dare do this. We are commissioned as servants to the country to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Anybody who's allowing NATO to take over a base is complicit with treason. We're not handing over our military to anybody. And I understand, I forget the carrier, might be the Truman, but Sarah Westall was telling me about how they have control of the carrier task force Truman now too. So it just, this crap never ends. So no, I say no and no again, but this is setting up for the Kigali principles. I come back to what I said. They know America at some point is going to rise up. They're going to have to take dramatic action. And folks, if you think they're going to stop with taking Trump out, think again. DeSantis can beat anybody they have as well. He is next. They will do what they need to do. It'll be just like Hitler and how after the Reichstag fire, he took out all the communists one by one. That's what these people will do. They will assassinate anyone who's a political threat to them.
I mean, that it just is what it is. That is the threat. And you know, history backs up the fact that charismatic leaders with good intention or bad intention are always an attractive target for an assassin. If you'd like, I'll continue with Garden Plot, because I don't think many people have ever really heard the entire thing before. It's not that long. This is Section 3. This plan could be implemented under any of the following situations. 1. Spontaneous civil disturbances which involve large numbers of persons and or which continue for a considerable period of time may exceed the capacity of local civil law enforcement agencies to suppress.
Mm-hmm.
Although this type of activity can arise without warning as a result of sudden, unanticipated popular unrest, past riots, it may also result from more prolonged dissidence. This would most likely be an outgrowth of serious social, political, or economic issues which divide segments of the American population. Such factionalism would or could manifest itself through repeated demonstrations, protest marches, and other forms of legitimate opposition, but which would have the potential for erupting into spontaneous violence with little or no warning. More or less, if there was ever a time to have activated Operation Garden Plot, it would have been 2020. That's when this could have been applied and actually used correctly. What do you think?
Are you thinking you're saying they should have done this operationally? Because I think they had us under control in 2020 for the most part. I don't think they needed to resort to that.
I'm saying if you were a president who really viewed Black Lives Matter and Antifa as domestic terrorists, and your local politicians interfered with police operations, your local politicians, your state politicians, Congress, Senate, also interfered with law enforcement operations, then in order to get a proper control on it, if you wanted to make a dent in it, Operation Garden Plot was made for situations just like what we just read. But they're never going to be used on the left's minions. Operation Garden Plot was made for the conservatives.
I would agree. I would agree. You know, there's something else I want to touch upon briefly. You and I brought this up last night, but Hillary Clinton is dressing in a way that mocks the fact that she got away with 33,000 felonies with the emails and related crimes connected to the emails. And I was thinking today about why she would do that. Why she, on the day of Mar-a-Lago raid, why she would appear publicly in clothing that mocked the fact that she got away and the justice system failed. And I started thinking, and I'm thinking, she's delivering a message to the Republicans, to the ones who aren't compromised. If you stand up to us, we can get you anytime, anywhere. Just look at Trump. That's what I think she was doing.
I think that message was made multiple different times.
Mm-hmm.
I think the honest conservatives within the Republican Party who want to do good are outnumbered, encircled, and diminishing. Maybe not diminishing in spirit, but they are diminishing in numbers. And eventually, these people will have to get out for their own personal safety. And then we'll be left with the rhinos, and we know what grass they eat. They eat the grass roots that supposedly they're there to protect, which we know is just, you know, it's a fallacy. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Those same people, Dave, will sell you out to the UN. Those exact same people who will come out like Lindsey Graham, he'll send you text messages and he'll be on all different types of commercials saying, I need your money to run against so-and-so that you've never heard of in your life, and I only need, you know, $100 million. That money, by the way, is only supposed to be used for like room and board, maybe food, and then campaigning, which means gas, holding venues. $100 million worth, though? You know, there was one guy who had up to $200 million. You know, how great would it be, Dave, if my same congressman said, you know what? There's a family out there that has X, Y, and Z problems, and all I need you to do is send me, you know, $1 or $2 in order to help support this family. Could you imagine if it was a family that was just, you know, dead on its feet, all the bills, you know, hospital problems going on, and you had a congressman that was able to raise $100 million for one of their own constituents? Hallelujah. What a miracle. It's never happened.
The Federal Reserve could make it happen.
Oh, we could do it. Do you know we will soon be approaching, I think it's close to $200 billion that we are going to be sending to Ukraine? $200 billion. If you divide $200 billion by 380 million. That's a lot of money for a lot of people that can help you right now. And that's our tax money coming right back in our pockets. But instead it goes to the poppy fields, to the snuff porn centers that are in Ukraine. It goes to moving the dirty money to be laundered, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the trafficking of firearms and of other types of weapons, biological, and paying people off and paying for assassinations and revolutions.
Interesting. I want to go back to the beginning of the program for a minute. You really think there's a nuke on the loose, and I think your logic on this is really good. You think that this nuke could be on American soil or be positioned to come on American soil. You really think they would do this? In your estimation, will the deep state explode a nuke to keep Donald Trump from getting elected?
Well, I will answer your question in the Socratical order by asking you, do you think Operation Northwoods was ever done away with?
No, they carried it out in 9/11, just in a different form.
Operation Northwoods was a proposed false flag operation against American citizens that originated within the United States Department of Defense of the United States government in 1962, only known by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The president did not even know about it. The proposals called for the CIA operatives to both stage and actually commit acts of terrorism against American military members and civilian targets, and then blaming that on the Cuban government and using it to justify a war against Cuba. If we are willing to go to nuclear war, because that's what it would have ended up being, that whole Bay of Pigs situation, I think this government now is more ruthless and more dedicated to the totality of owning the world, of controlling the world, of enslaving you and I, and that there is nothing that they would not do. I mean, we're talking about the same people who have mass sacrifices every year to their gods for their favor. And of course, we're speaking about abortion. We're talking about the same people who meet in the seances. They meet in the witches' covens. They meet in the groves. And they conduct their homosexual rituals, calling forth foreign gods like Baal or Moloch. You know, this is the same group of people that for Operation Paperclip said, you know what, even though we know these people, these scientists, even though we know that they have potentially helped to kill up to 12 million people, because of their knowledge, we are going to save them, bring them and their family over to the United States. We're going to give them a new name, a new position, new title, new retirement, and take care of them because they'll take care of our military. So yes, to the extent of saving Nazi war criminals who then brought over the masterminds of Tabin gas, sarin gas, Zyklon B, Auschwitz, Dachau, I think we are very capable of mass murdering our own civilians for a political means, because it never involves the politicians. That's why they're willing to do it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's no question you're right. My instincts have been screaming at me all day long about this. When we look at the next move they're going to make, I look at it as indictment with fabricated evidence. If none of these three persecutions of Trump go anywhere, I don't know. I think there's an in-between step before they actually go for Trump. Maybe they take out a family member. But it's coming. Folks, it's coming. And here's the thing you need to realize. Trump's words again of saying they're not after me, they're after you, I'm just in the way. If they'll do this to Trump, they'll do it to you without any hesitation. And that means FEMA camps, that means mass genocide. They will do what they need to do. And in fact, I just want to review history just for a second here. Barack Obama's political career was started by Bill Ayers. And Bill Ayers was, his organization was called the Weathermen, where it was penetrated by Larry Grathwohl. And I knew Larry before he died, very mysteriously, by the way. And Larry was on my show a number of times. I've played the clip on my website a few times. And he's recited the story where he was an FBI informant. And he asked Bill Ayers, he said, how do you see what'll happen following your communist takeover of the government? And he said he hesitated. And then he said, well, we'll have to set up re-education camps in the Southwest. And we'll have to put about 50 million Americans in there. Now, at the time, America's population was half of what it is now. It was about 160 million, 50 million. So one out of three Americans. And he said, and we'll have to do away with, meaning kill, about half of those, or 25 million. In today's terms, that'd be 50 million. This is the man who launched the political career of Barack Obama. They did so from their Hyde Park, Chicago home. And then Bill Ayers repeatedly visited Obama in the White House. This is the mentality that is behind the deep state that's running our government right now in Biden's mental absence. They will commit genocide. And I'll go at it one more angle here, Doug, and then I'll get your reaction to this. And we got about 4 minutes left. But when we look at the gun control aspect, the University of Hawaii's Democide Project, a multi-decade study looking at who kills more people, government or war? Well, it's easily government. Well, what precedes genocide? 16 out of 16 times in the 20th century, it was gun confiscation. And this is what they're trying to do by any means possible, from red flag laws to declaring guns that aren't semi-autos to be semi-autos. They're trying to disarm us. Everything that they're doing speaks to assassination and genocide against the American people. Doug?
Well, I guess in closing, I would tell people to read HSPD 20, which is Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20. Also known as Executive Directive 51 for short. This was signed by George W. Bush, May 4th, 2007. It's a presidential directive establishing a comprehensive policy on the federal government structures and operations, continuity of government, obviously, in the event of a catastrophic emergency. Such an emergency is defined as, quote, any incident, regardless of location, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damage, or disruption, severely affecting the United States population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions. I believe, and this is just my speculation, all right, this is all theoretical, folks. FBI, put your pencils down. If you wanted to start the snowball from hailstorm, exploding a low-yield tactical nuclear warhead at a MAGA rally checks off the boxes on almost everything.
It does, and then here comes the UN, just like we said. Doug, tell us about your show, how you can follow you and us.
So you can follow me and Dave at thecommonsenseshow.com. We're obviously here for the Common Sense Show, Doug and Dave Intel Report, and also .tv, where you can see our lovely faces on the TV side of this. Also, Heroes Nation app. I believe we're also on KYH, 540 AM. We're also on GS Radio and YouTube and Rumble. The American Vindictus Show is on all these platforms, especially the YouTube and Rumble. If you want to see any of the latest things that I do, get on the YouTube channel. Please like, share, and subscribe for both me and Dave's content.
Yeah, that's pretty good summary here, I'd say, too. I think we're doing our best work together on the CommonSenseShow.tv, and you just got a sample of that tonight, folks. And a lot of times on TV format, we're able to bring in live documents, and it enhances the experience. So I'd get over there and sign up, CommonSenseShow.tv, where we like to say what's coming is no longer coming. It's already here, and our panel of experts are helping people to have a soft landing. Doug, thanks for joining us here, as always, on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. To everybody else, God bless and take care.
God bless everybody.